Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. A little ZZ Top bringing us back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out. Lots of stuff there. Thousands and thousands of articles and archives and Brain Trust members. Tens of thousands of pieces of information. But don't be intimidated, because we got lots of stuff that you can find easily right there off the homepage. But also you can check alphabetically. You can look through categories. You can do the search for whatever's on your mind on any topic under the sun. We probably got something that will help you there. And pretty good search engines. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and our poll question right there on the homepage. Every week we ask a different poll question and a different question. We want to know what you think. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll's going so far. Speaking of polls, I want to report on what happened last week. Last week, I compared, a week or so ago, I compared the evolution of websites to that of social media adoption. I was talking about, how I thought the evolution of social media was going to be a lot faster than the evolution of websites, and that the play between the two, the social media platforms and the websites, I thought there would be something interesting there. In fact, I proposed two things for the future of small businesses along those lines. Number one, that small businesses might be more likely to have a social media strategy than a website. And number two, that more and more would employ both a website and social media to cross-collateralize content and e-commerce capability. Now, in this particular case, I had those ideas, I believe those things, and I wrote about them before I actually polled you about them. So then we polled you about it. That line of thinking got me to wondering, how are you using these two customer connecting tools, websites, a website and a social media strategy? So we asked those questions, and here's what we asked last week. We made this request: please choose one of these four options for how you connect with customers online. And I got to be honest with you, I was a little bit surprised. Almost one in five, somewhere around 18%, I think, of our respondents said, we have a website for our business, meaning because of the questions, we only have a website. 18%, about 18 or so percent said we only have a website. Now, that would not be the right number. That would be I would not like that number. I would think that number was incorrect, inaccurate somehow, some kind of defect, if it weren't for the next question, which was, we do both. We have website and social media. And those people represented 70%. So if you think about that, that's good information, right? That first number, we only have a website, sounds a lot better, because the next one was, we actually have social media and a website. A very small percentage of our sample said that they use social media as the only method of connecting to customers online, probably just in the single digits, said they only use social media. So that tells you, I think, those three answers tell you that most people still have small business. Most small businesses still have a website or have a website. But increasingly, and this, I thought this was very interesting, 70% said they do both. They do websites and social media. Folks, that proves my prediction that more and more of you will have both social media and websites. And it's also good news. I think it's exciting to me to see that number, to see those responses, because that tells me that small business owners are really getting it, that if they're going to be successful, as traditional as you may be, as Main Street as you may be, as Mama's Diner and Joe's Garage And Susie's dry cleaner, as you may be, you're starting to get it that you're going to have to, you're still going to deliver your goods online out the front door, but people want to be connected to you online. They want you to find, they want you to find them. They want you to follow them home. They want to be reminded about something. They want to be given an opportunity about what you have available to know about what you have available, an offering that you have. They want to be able to do that. And the next, in fact, in the next half hour, we're going to talk to Chuck Martin about the mobile aspect of this. So you're starting to get that, and this is good. And if you think about it, the people who are responding to the to our survey are obviously people who are still in business. So if they're still in business, having come through, you know, what we've been through the last two or three years prior, then if you're still in business, then you do get it. That's the reason you're in business. That's the reason you didn't fail. You didn't go out of business because you do get it. You are getting the things that you have to do in the 21st century, in the second decade of the 21st century, in order to be successful. And thankfully, by the way, there's a fourth group who said they didn't connect with customers in any way online, and that was a very, very small percentage. I was glad about that. The good news I'm taking away from our responses this week is that my number two prediction in the paragraph above, in what I talked about above, the more and more would employ both the social media strategy and a website, that prediction is coming to pass. That's good news. Small business increasingly understand, in order to be relevant in this decade, in this century, you have to prepare to use all methods of connecting with customers, the traditional and the new. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.